This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning, it's Amy Potts. Welcome to Cumulus Cares. It's a beautiful morning because we've got Frank O'Donnell in the studio.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning because I'm in the studio with Amy Potts.
Oh.
Has nothing to do with me.
Cheers to that.
It's all about you.
Where's my Bloody Mary? It's early.
I had to drink it because the ice was melting. I'm really sorry about that.
So rude.
I know.
I can't believe that this is the sixth year you're here to talk about Heavenly Gingers.
Yep.
Six.
I
can't get over it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it doesn't matter how long it's been since you lost your daughter, Carrie.
It's the same as it always was.
Yeah.
The pain is what you're talking about. The
right.
Loss of Carrie, loss of Jess. Yeah, we don't forget that. But with Heavenly Gingers, it's a way to celebrate what we had when they were here and to keep the passion that they had for performing alive. So
it's this year, March 22nd. Twin River again.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And, great venue.
We got to give them a great shout out.
Seriously.
They are so wonderful to us. 6 years in a row, they provide us with the facility for 2 days.
Yep.
I mean, we have the dress rehearsal on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, we get all the tech support we need. They're just phenomenal. They have a full crew, the security and the people who handle the event itself. Our sound crew, Jerry and Ed, just phenomenal.
Right.
It's so great to work with.
Because the event is like they're putting on a huge concert.
They are.
It fills up and all the seats are out. And it's really a nice time. And it's a fun time for a sad thing.
It's making something good something really bad.
And just a little background on why it's called Heavenly Gingers. I love when you explain it.
Well, the summer that Carrie passed away was a particularly violent summer weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of thunderstorms that year. My friend John Morris, who's Jesse's dad, she had passed away about a year and a half before
ovarian cancer.
They had a lot in common. They were 7 years apart in age, but they both loved to dance. They loved to sing. They loved to act. And they both had red hair. And they had that ginger attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You run into redheads that have attitudes.
A little bit.
Because they all have red. They all have.
Yeah, no, they do. I was a redhead
attitudes.
And my mom will tell you I was a kicker. I used to get really mad and kick things.
Yeah, Carrie was a slammer.
Oh,
she
relate.
Loved to
yeah.
slam doors.
There
were many
totally
weekends
relate.
Where she mm-hmm. just like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah,
boom.
Boom.
And then she'd sit and watch NCIS all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
She was in love with Mark Harmon. So we had a lot of thunderstorms that summer.
Yeah.
And I talked with John a lot. He was very helpful in, you know, getting us through, you know, the early part of losing someone unexpectedly.
Mm.
As the thunder was going on, we were joking that it was the girls arguing over who was in charge of dance class up in heaven.
Yeah.
And it grew out of that. So they became our Heavenly Gingers. And then we decided when we were doing this event, that's what it's going to be called. That's it.
And every year you raise money for a bunch of
The money that's raised goes to Carrie's fund. It also goes to Jesse's Dream.
Yep.
And they're set up for the same purposes, to help kids who show a passion for performing, who mm-hmm. need some help taking classes, basically. So we've sent kids to Camp Broadway, which is a great program
that
PPAC does every summer.
Yeah.
Where the kids get a week's worth of really intensive work with some people who come in from Broadway professionals.
Yeah.
Who help them put together they write stuff of their own. They present a show at the end of the week. It's a phenomenal experience for them. We've been very blessed to have gone to most of the performances. Some of the kids go to the GAM for their summer Shakespeare classes.
Nice.
Some go to Trinity for their summer Shakespeare program. Ocean State Theater's summer camp, we've sent some kids to that. Academy Players has a bunch of workshops and summer camps that they do. We've sponsored kids for that.
Mm-hmm.
And in individual dance classes, music classes.
I mean,
I've
got two
cheap.
Kids in dance now, and they're basic, and it's still.
And that's the thing that made us do it. You know, Jess's mom runs a dance studio.
Yeah.
And Jess was basically a partner in it by the time she passed. And Carrie was in dance. And, you know, we know how expensive it is to do stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
we also look at the other stuff that we're able to help kids do. And we know these are things that we could not have afforded, you know, had our kids wanted to do it. And they would have had to not go.
Right.
You can only do so much with what
exactly.
you got. So, you know, we know that there are kids out there that have got that little spark. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we try to do. We look for the spark and then we try to fan that into a flame. And it's pretty remarkable when you see it. The thing that's getting pretty neat about the show is a lot of the kids that have gotten scholarships or grants come back and perform. Some of them are dancing. This year we've got a kid named Max Riley who is an all-class musician. We helped him with some music lessons that he needed, and now he and his band are going to be coming and playing before the show. So they're going to be giving the mood music, you know, for the door open part. A lot of the kids that have gotten dance help are dancing in the show. Some of the kids that have gotten our Ginger Scholarship, we do a big one every year. We give $1,000 to somebody. Two of the kids are coming back and singing in the show. We got one kid, the first kid who got it. She was able to use the money to help her go to school, but she just landed a job with Disney.
Get out.
She's dancing on a cruise ship.
Stop it.
So this is what, you know, obviously it's not because of us.
Right.
But we helped.
You did.
And that's what makes it worthwhile.
Right.
Is seeing what they're able to do. That's why I would love to go and see the shows when they do them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them stay in touch with us and let us know what they're doing. So it's very worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And it's great for the kids that benefit from it. But the show itself, Heavenly Gingers, is just a lot of fun.
It is.
I mean, I know you've been there with the kids. Mm-hmm. And
they love it.
Your kids are dancing in the aisle.
Yeah, they do. They get up and they dance.
Little Avery just...
She can't help herself.
She's got her own drummer going too, which I love.
She does, definitely. And you guys always do great auction things, right, too?
Oh, we got some phenomenal stuff this year. We got 4 tickets to the last Red Sox-Yankee game at Fenway this season, which will be Big Poppy's last game against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. We've got some other tickets to go see a Red Sox game, and they have a tour of the broadcast booth, which is nice.
That's fun.
We got a golf trip down to one of the places in South Carolina and some great gift baskets. We got a lot of wonderful people that have stepped up and provided us with some wonderful, wonderful stuff. So, but it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is family friendly. I've had a couple
Absolutely.
Of people ask about that. And yes, you can bring your kids. Because, you know, it's funny. They see that John and I are in it.
Run!
And
it's
going,
John and Frank.
Yeah, they're going, they're stand-up comics. It's like, yes, we are, but we're also the dads.
And you do, exactly.
And obviously, we know our audience.
And
so.
You do a good job at having things go right over the kids' little tiny heads.
I
think Avery was 2 when the first time I took
probably.
Her. She's only 5 now.
Yeah.
You got snacks in there, too.
Yeah, you got snacks. We got the food court right around the corner. You can go to that. We're going to have Elsa's there this year from Frozen. We have a photo booth this year, which will be cool.
Oh,
we'll get a magician this year as our feature performer at the end of the first act, Bruce Calver.
Nice.
He's also going to be bringing some balloon butterflies. You know, butterflies are big with us.
Yes.
So a lot of stuff to do and a lot of, you know, like I said, great raffle prizes as
That's
well
fun.
And auction items.
How much are tickets?
They are 16 at the door for
cheap.
Adults and 6 for kids.
That's nothing. For what you get?
It's really, it's a lot of fun and the money is well spent. It's like our expenses are so minimal and, you know, usually it's just for, you know, like we have to pay for raffle tickets and some of the packaging.
Yeah.
But we pay nothing. None of us get paid, which,
know,
of course,
donating.
We wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is donated. It all goes to the 2 funds, and then from the funds goes out to the community. Pretty cool.
So Heavenly Ginger 6, you can find them on Facebook. Heavenly Ginger 6, March 22nd, 6:30, Twin River.
5:30 doors open.
Okay.
Get there early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it does fill up. And
it fills up. Plus, there's a lot of stuff to do ahead of time.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You want to, you know, check out the raffle items.
Yeah, and there's always
my son Patrick was going through all of the lists, like, you know, last night.
I want that. I want this.
Well, no. He's coordinated. He's, you know, my kids are old enough now, so that they're all part of it. Well, yeah.
Never too old to ask, Dad.
Yeah, I know. Dad, what would it take if I could get those tickets? Well, you can bid on them just like everybody
else. Exactly. Frank, it's always a pleasure to have you in and talk about this wonderful event. And I'll see you on the 22nd.
So we're going to go out and get that Bloody Mary now?
Let's do this. Yes.
All right.
Hands in.
Cool. I'll have extra celery. That makes it a diet, Bloody Mary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a salad.
Yeah.
Yum.
Just a salad. Salad's good enough.
All right.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.